It's The Takeaway on WNYC. I'm Richard Hake. Tens of thousands of votes cast across New York State last year didn't count. This is because some voters filled in too many ovals on the new paper ballots. A lawsuit brought against the State Elections Board by the NYU Brennan Center for Justice on behalf of the New York NAACP says that's largely because of the ballot's design and some confusing messages on the new optical scanning machines. As a result of that suit, those messages are about to change. Joining me now to explain are Larry Norden and Sundeep Iyer from the Brennan Center's Democracy Program. Good morning to you both.
Good morning.
Good morning.
So let's start with these confusing instructions. Say I was voting in the 2010 election and I accidentally filled in, as we found out, too many ovals on the paper ballot. We put it in the scanner. What happens?
First of all, it's worth explaining that unlike the lever machines, obviously you can do something like make a mistake when you're filling out the paper ballot, try to correct it, and fill in another oval. So you might think that your ballot's fine at that point. You insert it into the machine, and you get a message. Right now, the message says you have overvoted, which is something I think probably most people wouldn't understand. And then there is a green button on the screen and a red button. The green button has a check mark and it says accept. Our concern was that a lot of people, not understanding what that message meant, would just go ahead and press accept. Green seems like a good thing. It seems like it's a way to get your vote to count. In fact, what ends up happening in those circumstances is your vote doesn't count. And there's nothing on the screen message that says to you, your vote will not count if you press that green button.
What's kind of amazing to me is if you go, let's say, shopping online and you don't fill in the right amount, it actually won't let you go forward. So in this case, it's actually you're not allowed to vote.
That's right. And again, this is in contrast to the lever machines, where the lever machines would not let you make that kind of error where the machine couldn't tell what your vote was. But here, not only does the machine allow you to cast a ballot that won't count. In some ways, the way the message was constructed, voters were actually encouraged to cast a vote that wouldn't count.
Now, your research suggests that this happened a lot. Sundeep, what was the impact on the vote count for the 2010 election?
Across all races on the ballot, there were about 50 to 60,000 votes that didn't count. This is just, you know, absolutely staggering. And if there were no revisions made to the message provided by the machines, we could expect to see as many as 100,000 votes lost in a presidential election year like 2012.
Now, your report says African American and Hispanic voters were more likely to make this mistake, and there was a pretty dramatic story in the South Bronx. What happened there?
In the South Bronx particularly, we found that one in every five voters there didn't have their ballot counted.
That's a lot.
I should say that was in six election districts in the South Bronx that were all in the same polling place. So we don't know what happened. We asked to look at the ballots. The city wouldn't let us look at the ballots to see if the ballots were actually overvoted. We did suggest that an investigation was in order to figure out what happened.
Now, you've reached an agreement with the State Election Board. Does that mean we'll see clearer messages in next year's election? And if so, what will the messages say?
I hope it means that we'll see clearer messages. The state has promised to attempt to get new messages in time for the November election. But obviously, this is going to require a lot of software change. So they're doing what they can to get clearer messages for voters when the machine can't read their ballots. And basically, the new message will just use plain English and be much more clear. It will say that there are too many ovals filled in, that the machine can't read the ballot, and that if the voter doesn't get the ballot back, their vote isn't going to count. And it's very clear about that. Your vote isn't going to count. And unlike the old message, it's not using a color coding that might actually encourage people to cast voided votes.
Wasn't this brand new system supposed to basically fix the problem? Isn't that why we have new machines, so we won't have these problems?
Yeah, there is a little bit of an irony in this. A lot of people may remember Florida 2000, mm-hmm. Palm Beach County. One of the big problems in that election was that people made mistakes. For instance, in Palm Beach County, selected Buchanan, then tried to correct it in voting for Gore. And what ended up happening was their vote didn't count at all. So in 2002, Congress passed a new law that everywhere across the country, new machines had to be purchased. And one of the main things that these new machines would do would be to inform voters if the machine could not read their ballot and to give them an opportunity to correct it. So ironically, these new machines, this wasn't a problem that we had in New York, but ironically, these new machines, which were required all across the country, were supposed to solve this problem of lost votes because the machine couldn't read them. And in fact, what we had happen in New York is, for the first time, tens of thousands of lost votes for this very reason.
Larry Norden is the acting director for the Democracy Program at NYU's Brennan Center for Justice, and Sundeep Iyer is a fellow with the program. Thanks to both of you.
Thanks.
Thank you.